It's Friday, June 14th, AD 2019. This is the World View in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Praise God. Chinese authorities released two more Christians from the Autumn Rain Covenant Church in Sichuan that was recently harassed and shut down by the government. Pastor Wang Yi's wife, Jiang Rong, along with a woman named Li Xiaofeng, were just released on bail pending trial. Jiang has been reunited with her son but faces a difficult trial ahead, and Pastor Wang Yi's situation is still unknown as he has been put in a residential surveillance facility where torture is common. Please pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ to grow strong in the Lord and their love for one another. Paul prayed in Colossians 1:10-11, that you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing Him, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might, according to His glorious power, for all patience and long-suffering with joy. On May 21st, Mercy Ships performed its 100,000th surgical procedure on board the Africa Mercy Ship, marking an important milestone for the 40-year-old Christian ministry. Mercy Ships has deployed hospital ships to over 70 countries, providing free services valued at over $1 billion to eradicate the disease of poverty in the poorest countries of the world. Australian police have shut down nearly 200 daycare centers after finding they were linked to the Islamic State, motorcycle gangs, and large-scale fraud. Over half of the daycares were located in the suburbs of southwest Sydney. Law enforcement even arrested one daycare center director at the Sydney airport, reportedly on his way to fight for the Islamic State. The Australian government expects to save $674 million since they will no longer be paying for fraudulent applications to these facilities. Trump's liberal judicial pick, Michael Bogren, withdrew his nomination to the federal judgeship for the Western District of Michigan after some conservatives, like Republican Senator Josh Hawley of Missouri on the Senate Judiciary Committee, expressed concern over his comparison of a Catholic family farmer in East Lansing, Michigan, to the KKK over their refusal to allow homosexual faux weddings to take place on their property.
You think that the Catholic families pointing to the teachings of their church is equivalent to a KKK member invoking Christianity?
From a legal perspective.
You can just give me a yes or no answer on that.
From a legal perspective, Senator.
Can you say no?
There is no distinction.
Oh, so the answer is yes.
Watch a compelling confrontation by Senator Hawley of Michael Bogren through a YouTube link in our transcript today at theworldview.com. Back in 2017, Attorney Bogren had defended the city of Lansing, Michigan, in its attempt to bar Christian couple Steve and Bridget Tennis from their local farmers market over the couple's refusal to host a faux homosexual wedding on their property 27-plus miles outside of the city limits. The Vatican released a 30-page document on Monday entitled Male and Female, He Created Them, condemning the idea that people can pretend to be the opposite sex. The paper described such perversions as a, quote, confused concept of freedom, end quote, that attempts to, quote, annihilate nature, end quote. The paper comes out as those committed to sexual perversions are celebrating this month as so-called Pride Month. 2 Timothy 4:2-4 says, preach the word, be ready in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and teaching. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have itching ears, they will heap up for themselves teachers, and they will turn their ears away from the truth and be turned aside to fables. Abortion bans across the country have grabbed the attention of big business, as over 180 companies, including H&M and Ben & Jerry's Ice Cream, signed an open letter calling abortion bans, quote, bad for business, end quote. The Twitter CEO added his name to the letter published on Monday in the New York Times as well. This follows some of the most protective pro-life laws which ban abortion that have been passed in states like Alabama, Missouri, Louisiana, and Georgia. American homes are getting bigger, while the average number of residents has been getting smaller. But the increased space has not translated into greater happiness for the homeowners, according to a new study. In 1973, when the Census Bureau started tracking home sizes, the median size of a newly built house was just over 1,500 square feet. But that figure reached nearly 2,500 square feet in 2015, reports The Atlantic. Despite the additional space, Clement Bellet, a postdoctoral fellow at the European Business School in Seed, noted that house satisfaction has only remained the same in American suburbs. 1 Timothy 6, 6-8 says, "Now godliness with contentment is great gain, for we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. And having food and clothing, with these we shall be content." Gray Anderson in Bailey, Colorado, wrote to me to say, quote, "Our whole family is able to listen to the worldview in 5 minutes, and the way that we see the world has changed because of what you do. Thank you so much," end quote. John DePfeiffer in Lexington, Kentucky said, quote, "My husband Kevin and I are so very grateful for access to news from a Christian source. With so much politically charged fake news, it's vital that people of faith have an alternative news source they can trust. Thank you. Thank you for all that you do, and may the Lord continue to bless and equip you," end quote. And Teresa Lagstein in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada wrote to say, quote, "I covet your worldview in light of Scripture, God's truth. May the Lord provide the funds needed to keep your vital world information news coming into our homes so we can pray more effectively and fight a good fight." Jeremiah 33, verse 3 says, "Call on me and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things you know not." God bless you, Adam, and your team as you glorify our Savior. You're the boots on the ground and shedding light on what the devil is up to. I am praising God for you," end quote. If you'd like to share what our Christian newscast means to you, please email adam@theworldview.com and include your full name, city, state, and country. We're grateful to God for Cheryl in Westmoreland, Tennessee for her $50 gift, for Dirk in Englewood, Colorado for his $100 gift, and for Jesse in Smyrna, Georgia for a $250 gift. We also appreciate the generosity of Amy in Walnut Grove, North Carolina, who pledged $25 monthly for a total gift of $300. Nathan in Rome, Georgia, who pledged $50 monthly for a total gift of $600. And a church in Omaha, Nebraska, which gave a one-time gift of $600. Ready for the new grand total? Drum roll, please. $8,365. We're $16,635 short of our midway mark goal. We have until 12 midnight tonight to get there. Out of the thousands of daily listeners, we need just 13 of you to make a $50 monthly pledge for a year, and another 26 of you to make a $25 monthly pledge for a year to hit that $25,000 goal by 12 midnight tonight. Don't wait for someone else to step up. Can you be the answer to our prayers right now? Please go to theworldview.com. Click on Give on the top right and then make your pledge. And don't forget to click the recurring monthly donation button if that's your wish. Thank you in advance for your sacrificial help. And that's The World View in 5 minutes on this Friday, June 14th, in the year of our Lord, 2019. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.